Once again, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we've been featuring quite a few people talking about severe weather, and we've interviewed meteorologists, emergency managers, and we're going to interview another one here, and he's from CCM Health in Montevideo, and his name is Tom Fleming. And Tom, thanks for joining us here on Q92.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's a great to be here.
Yeah. It's kind of a serious week this week to talk about planning for severe weather and a lot of other things. Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your title is at CCM and introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Well, I'm the new Emergency Medical Services Manager, the EMS Manager, as we shorten it. EMS is for the ambulance department. So I direct the ambulance department, but I also am the safety officer for CCM Health here at the hospital, as well as our other satellite clinics and the wellness center.
Okay. And I bet some people don't know what EMS stands for. What was that again?
Yeah, you'd be right. When we say EMS, people just, they think either the emergency room, but it's actually for the ambulance service, Emergency Medical Services.
Okay, Emergency Medical Services, and you manage that for CCM Health, so.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, where your education and stuff, and what brought you to Montevideo.
Okay, well, I was born and raised on a farm just east of St. Paul. Most of my family still lives in Minnesota. We moved when I was a kid in Wisconsin. I grew up there. So basically, I had kind of a split upbringing, Wisconsin and Minnesota. So even my family's got the border crisis going on. So I was a firefighter and EMT in my small town when I was younger, in my 20s, and then I took it on as a career role. So I became a paramedic firefighter and was a fire chief for a while in a small town, and so I've been a paramedic or EMT for now 34 years and a firefighter for 32 years, and I've just loved it, the emergency services. So I moved on and got my bachelor's degree, and so I'm not only a paramedic, but I also have my bachelor's degree, which allowed me to move into more of the managerial role, which I love because I love directing the younger people and passing on that education and all of that legacy that I have that people invested into me. Now I can turn that around and invest it into my younger employees.
Mm. Okay. All right. So talk a little bit about the job description that you have as an emergency medical service manager, Tom.
Sure. Well, I direct our ambulance service, which we run about 1,000 to 1,200 calls a year. I'm not sure everybody knows that we're that busy, but we are. We run three or four calls a day. Yep. We do 911 for our service area. That's not just Montevideo, but it's the rural area around Montevideo. We also cover for some of the other services that are not fortunate enough to have full-time staff, so we do help them out as well. And we also reach out and help out the hospital and those around us by doing transfers. So we do transfer patients to a higher level of care, whether it's a cardiac issue, a medical issue, or a trauma patient. We can take them to St. Cloud, to Twin Cities, Sioux Falls. So quite a bit of what we do also involves transferring patients from one facility to another.
Mm, okay.
And I direct that crew. You know, we have just shy of 20 employees. So some are casual. If anybody's interested in becoming an EMT, they could. We have casual positions. We have full-time positions. And we have EMTs and we have paramedics.
Okay. Well, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and I'm sure you do a lot of planning, Tom, for emergencies and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, the umbrella of the hospital is to keep everybody safe or just improve their health. And obviously, if we were to prepare for severe weather, that's the best thing, is you can be prepared and so it doesn't catch you by surprise. I always say that education prevents victimhood. And certainly in severe weather, that can be the difference, is the education. How do you prevent from becoming a victim of the weather? Well, you prep. You know, you look at the weather, you hear the forecast, but sometimes these things literally drop out of the sky as far as a tornado or a funnel cloud. And just being prepared. Number one is knowing what the siren means when your community has a severe weather siren go off. And I'm not sure everybody's aware of it, but they're only made for outdoor warning devices. So if you're outside, you hear the siren, you're supposed to go inside. They're not necessarily meant to wake you up in the middle of the night when you're at rest or in your house with the TV on.
And I think a lot of people think that too, don't they?
They do. They do. And they are truly only an outdoor warning device. An indoor warning device, that's what a weather radio is for. So do yourself a favor, get a weather radio, and then you'll have that warning in the middle of the night that you will wake you up.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we are selling them here at the radio station.
little
transistor weather radio. So somebody wants one, get a hold of us here. So.
And what better purchase, you know, into your own health than a weather radio? It really, it could mean the difference between, again, becoming a victim or knowing how to get down to your basement or when to get down to your basement or in your sheltered windowless room in your house.
Mm-hmm. How about the hospital? Do you do some training with the employees at CCM Health about how to prepare for emergencies?
Absolutely. All the staff, in fact, this week we will be going through department by department and making sure that everybody understands their role. Protecting ourselves and our patients is number one, and so we shelter in place because this is a sturdy building. It was made to withstand just about anything we see here in southwest Minnesota. So we draw the shades, we get people away from windows, but we don't crowd everybody into one certain shelter because the building itself is a shelter, and we open up to the public. If you happen to be in a trailer home or in your automobile and you're not near an area where you can get into a shelter, you can come to the hospital and we will provide shelter for you during a severe storm. We have hallways that are windowless that will let you won't be part of patient care. You won't be seeing things you don't need to see or hearing things you don't need to hear. We have safe, quiet areas for people if they're caught in the storm away from a shelter.
Oh, wow. I don't think I knew that.
So, well, there you go.
I learned something new today. Awesome. Anything else you'd like to talk about concerning Severe Weather Awareness Week and your job?
Well, we do have the current flooding going on, so just know that if we do get some precipitation like we did yesterday, that the flooding will continue and get worse, and do not drive through a flooded area. Turn around, don't drown, is the statement that the National Weather Service wants us to promote, and it really is a good idea. Don't drive into a flooded area, and always know what the forecast is going to be. If you know how to read the sky and you can understand what's going on, you know when it's time to get in, as long before the siren goes off. And if you ever wanted to know more, one of my favorite classes in college was weather and climate. I use it every day because we have weather every day, and I'm kind of a weather nerd, so I am a sky-worn spotter.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a storm spotter, and there are classes you can go online, and you can get that very same training.
Right. I think there's a training coming up here as well. So I know Maine and I will be taking it. So looking forward to that.
Yep. And there's one that's online, too. You can go online. And I think the 24th. I have to renew every year. And so I'll be taking it online on the 24th.
Okay. Awesome. Tom, when did you start at CCM Health?
It's been about 3 weeks now.
Okay.
The last week of March is when I started. So. And it's been great. It's been a great experience. People are great to work with here. So, we're doing some great things here at CCM Health.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you make your home in Montevideo then, or?
Yes, we currently live in Montevideo. We're looking for a house, but we're settled in where we're at right now, and we're in it for the long haul. My wife and I were empty nesters, so it's just us and the dog.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm an empty nester too, but I don't have a dog, so. Yeah, great. What do you like about your job, Tom?
You know, the biggest thing is making a difference, and I know that's easy to say, but like I said before, it's time for me to start just giving everything I have that I've learned, that people invested into me for the last 3-plus decades in emergency services. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to turn that back over so that the younger generations will know the same things I was taught, so that they can pass it and they can carry the torch when I look to leave.
That's right. Good. Well, Tom, thank you so much for being on Q92 today and talking about your job and about Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
That's Tom Fleming. Tom's the Emergency Medical Service Manager and Safety Officer at CCM Health there in Montevideo. And it's another interview here during Severe Weather Awareness Week.